Will, fantastic to see you here again. Of course, we're at the great celebrations of the Sandhurst Central Rugby Grand Final a couple of months ago, but you're here now here at the Regional Australia Bank National Camps in Armidale. And how have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, so far so good, mate. The first 2 days have been really good. The weather hasn't been too bad, and the kids have been really, really enthusiastic about learning. Spongy with what they're trying to learn, and it's been fantastic so far.
And also, of course, we're looking forward to 2017 on the Far North Coast and the Dolphins, of course, but how have you seen 2016 from a development point of view on the Far North Coast?
Always work to be done. I think that, like I've always said, there's been some really untapped potential in the North Coast. There's that little bit of a lull spot there with the Colts area. There's not a whole heap of rugby to be played, so hopefully that can change in the next few years, get that up and running. But through the schools, the participation in the tournaments and whatnot is pretty good, and we're hoping to increase that a fair bit this year.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll see Jed Holloway play a full season for the New South Wales Waratahs, big inspiration out of Yamba. Also Kane Douglas, who's thrown straight into the realm of playing for the Wallabies after coming back from a knee injury. He'll hopefully have a big season for the Queensland Reds as well. Really need that big trial there, don't we? May it be the Waratahs up in Lismore or Grafton, or maybe even a sort of Bill Cook Cup game with Elders New South Wales Country Eagles around that sort of area of Grafton, Lismore, Ballina.
Yeah, that's it. I think Lismore's, Oaks Oval and Lismore is a great place to host those sort of things. So that would probably be the go-to move. We got the NRC there a few years ago. You know, a trial match or whatnot would be fantastic, I think, in the next few years.
And really need to see players come up as well. But how's the Sevens effect been from not only the women doing well at the Olympics and winning the gold, but also for everybody? Is that a real pathway for people to plough through and play 15s, or are you also sensitive to the fact that the game's a 15-a-side game as well, and now you've got this new dynamic with the Brisbane 10s coming back, and that's going to get a whole lot of publicity in that weekend there at Lang Park?
Yeah, no, look, the Sevens has been fantastic. The Olympic Games last year has provided a fair bit of inspiration for a lot of kids, I think, and our female numbers with the Sevens this year is just pops right up. We're seeing girls getting really involved with their Game On, with the Game On program, a lot more girls involved in that, and then they're joining in, and we're seeing more and more girls in those younger age groups playing in the tournaments around the zone.
Of course, Byron Bay dominated the comp there in the Far North Coast competition. Devastating to see them lose to Wollumbarra-Olsenville in the grand final. Also, Luca picked up a prize as well, and the Grafton Redmen, you know, they've moved into the mid-north coast for the first year. How have you seen all of that dynamic?
I suppose it's a little bit better for travelling. Not that the travelling's been that bad in Far North Coast, but it was a really good season by Byron this year, and they were unlucky to not get the grand final, but the experience of the Wollumbarra boys got up in the end, and now they're a pretty champion team. Champion coach and champion players, so now they're well deserved. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens this year, see whether they can go for their fourth in a row, but I think the rest of the comp will be nipping at their heels.
Well, how do we get to you on the Far North Coast if we want to give you a call on the blower and get you motivated to get rolling from the Grafton area all the way up north and take some of Perro's area as well?
Yeah, mate, take over a bit of his. My phone number is 0405 175 777. That would probably be the best way to contact me at the moment, and then we'll sort of sort out emails after that.
Finally, I will do this. Finally, you miss Inverell, and it's just, or is it a better lifestyle on the coast?
No, the lifestyle on the coast is pretty fantastic, but it's always good coming back to Inverell and seeing the family. I've got one of my younger cousins, Tommy Davidson, coaching the first grade side this year, which is very exciting, so I'll be sure to making it back for a few games to watch him go.
A bit of pressure on you, man. You've got to deliver a bit of bead. So we'll leave it at that. And Will, thanks for your time. I wish you all the best as you're part of the New South Wales Rugby experience there on the Far North Coast as a development officer.